The city of Chicago has a new mayor. Lori Lightfoot was sworn in this morning and is the first African-American female and the first gay mayor of that city. She campaigned on a platform of reform and, as she was sworn in, announced, "Get ready because reform is here." We're going to talk more about it. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline, and we are going to speak with the news editor at WBBM in Chicago, Jeff Dankert. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. What was the mood like in the swearing-in ceremony?
Hi, Patty and Jeff. Good to be with you this afternoon. Lori Lightfoot got quite an ovation and quite a response when she took the stage at the Wintrust Arena this morning to take the oath of office as the 56th mayor of the city of Chicago. Some of the biggest applause lines that she had were covering some of the things that you've just discussed there in the setup, which had to do with a reform and changing the culture at City Hall. She's already kind of made some moves in that direction within a few moments of taking the oath of office. She signed an executive order in her office on the fifth floor of City Hall designed to curtail what's known here in Chicago as aldermanic privilege, which allows a city council member to basically have veto power over any development in his or her ward, which a lot of reform-minded people in Chicago have seen as being a roadblock to affordable housing and low-cost housing and some of the factors that are, according to a lot of demographic studies, driving a lot of middle-class people out of the city. She got a huge response for that, and in fact, in the line that you mentioned there earlier about reform is coming, it's a reference to kind of an apocryphal line from a long time ago alderman who famously said that Chicago wasn't ready for reform, and this was her way of saying, well, reform is here, ready or not.
Jeff, Lightfoot replaces your very high-profile mayor, Rahm Emanuel. What was their relationship like over the years?
Mr. Emanuel appointed Lori Lightfoot to a police reform commission. It was her work and her report which ended up leading to the consent decree involving the reforms to the Chicago Police Department that Mayor Emanuel initially resisted and then finally went along with. Mr. Emanuel's record on police reform is a little bit checkered following the investigation into the police shooting of Laquan McDonald. The two of them initially were fairly close. That changed as she entered the race, and indeed she was one of the first people to run for mayor when it wasn't clear whether or not the mayor would be seeking a third term of office. I think it's fair to say there's not a lot of love lost between the two of them at this point.
What do you think her biggest challenge is?
Biggest challenge is going to be the budget completely. The city is facing a pension shortfall and budgetary issues amounting in the hundreds of millions of dollars for the coming fiscal year. And there aren't a lot of easy places. There's not a lot of low-hanging fruit left in Chicago from which to get revenue. For every conversation about a casino in Chicago or taxing high dollar real estate transactions, there's a whole lot of other stuff that would need to happen. And she's going to need the support of the alderman whose wings she clipped today with her executive order on aldermanic privilege. It's going to be a difficult road ahead for whoever would have been elected mayor, and certainly difficult for Ms. Lightfoot, who, despite her credentials as a former federal prosecutor, former corporate lawyer, is a newcomer to politics in the city of Chicago.
Jeff, we sure appreciate your time and perspective. Jeff Dankert is a news editor at WBBM in Chicago.